One thing we have got here on the Hunter is an awful amount of a lot of train corridors, railway corridors. Sadly, a lot of those are disused, and where trains once ruled, they no longer are. Somebody would love to see a welcome return to the trains as a mode of transport across many other areas of the Hunter is from Maitland Council, Loretta Baker. And good morning, Loretta. Train transport.
Good morning.
Train transport, it used to be a big thing, but many disused corridors. What are some of the ones you'd love to see make a return, and why?
Well, Lochinvar, particularly in light of the urban release, the new urban release area there, Cessnock, and I'm thinking Brankston because of the big Huntley development. But there's also room for Okehampton. I mean, we have an extensive network that's not used, underutilised, and it's not used at all in many areas.
Look, it kind of makes sense, doesn't it? Growing up in Cessnock as I did, it never made sense to me that the train corridor, which is pretty much still well intact, except for Cessnock Station, oddly enough, why that has not been brought back. I mean, there was some talk in the 70s of trying to preserve where the station once was. Sadly, that wasn't the case. But do you think there is a huge appetite for a return to trains as a mode of transport?
Well, I think so, and particularly at the rate Maitland is growing. I've had a very positive response. And I think at the moment, we're very car dependent, so we have a lot of peak hour congestion on the New England Highway, particularly the two roundabouts at Maitland Station and up near the hospital.
Gee, that's a lot of fun, isn't it, in the afternoon?
Yes. And if people had choices and we had a regular service, I'm sure they would choose to use rail.
I guess as well, you mentioned some of those growing areas or newer areas, Huntley being the obvious one there. Do you think that from a government's point of view, there is an appetite there to move in this fashion?
I hope so, because clearly we'd like to be talking with the government and consulting with the state government. It's something that local government can't do on their own. But, I mean, it's their growth area. They're pushing for the growth in Maitland. And connectivity, connecting those communities. And at the moment, we have very low patronage on public transport and excessive car use. I'm sure that they would be interested in the people of the Hunter having better transport options.
As you sort of get out and about in the community, is there a lot of community support and sentiment for the idea of moving back to rail?
Particularly over the west, there is.
Okay, so which is great news, which is what you're wanting to hear, I guess. So,
yes, yeah.
Yeah, look, I think it will be great. We have lots of corridors unused. Of course, we mentioned Curry to Cessnock, obviously new areas of Huntley, and even on the lake through to Toronto there. Would be great. Let's see if it happens. You never know, Loretta. Fingers crossed for it.
Yes, well, we need to revisit the integrated land use and transport study, because the best planning comes when you look at your land use and your transport together.
Sounds like a great idea, Loretta. We'll see. Watch it with some interest. Thank you for your time with us this morning as we discuss potentially return to Lower Hunter trains. It's 2NURFM. It's 27 past 9.